My name is Käthe and I work at Comedia Theater in Cologne.
I'm Amelie, I come from France and I'm a director and an artist one. And I was on the project Getting Struck for the French team.
Kerttu Lehto from Turku University of Applied Sciences, and I work there as a senior advisor in the project management office. So basically, I do Creative Europe projects. I work as an administrative project manager.
I'm Adam Jagiełło-Rusiłowski from InnoCamp PL from Gdańsk, Poland.
Well, I would say that it certainly opened some conversations, not maybe on a political level, but amongst people in the community. And it brought some people together that wouldn't have been together otherwise. And it opened conversations and some quite brilliant openings were seen. Migrants were in on the development process of the theater pieces, but they were also in the audience. And we got some interesting feedback. It opened some conversations, and that was important.
Actually, I think that the theater are too closed. It seems to be a church. So in a church, there is only the believers. And for the others, they are waiting outside. I love the church of the theater. I really, because I'm a believer. So I love it. But I think that all the world is outside, actually. And I think that we, in France, lost something a little bit. In France, it's difficult to see a show with black people, with big women, with Chinese people, with like something like very different physically, ethnically, or
the impact is to show that everybody makes good or is in the position to produce good art, and it doesn't matter how old you are, where you're from, or what your experiences is, and it's possible to just let them do art and not use their stories or who they are. And I'm really, really believe that's a big, big impact for the audience, that they just see them as people and nothing more without labels. And the labels are the thing that get you stuck because they are a little prison. Yeah, and just throw a little bit of normality there. People, they are doing art together. That's it. I hope that the perception changes little by little, and time, it needs time, but it makes an impact.
I think that everybody is agree with the idea that the theater has to be open, has to be for all the society, has to be welcoming for everyone. But it's not so easy to do it, because there is rules, protocols, cultures, habits, or something. And it's hard to work on it each day, you know? And sometimes you don't even realize that you make an exclusion or something. You don't want it, but you did it. And this is something that you have to just take times, I think. It's on the way. I'm really confident with it. But we have to work on it, and we did it. And we have to do again and again and again and again. And it's all the time on work.
I really am very appreciative at what we have exchanged as consortium, and what kind of solidarity we expressed. Because in Poland, we were in a very specific situation with the pushbacks of Syrian refugees coming from the Belarus border, which was part of weaponization of migration or refugees. And our project, in a way, was almost banned in Poland as non-patriotic, as serving actually Putin's purposes. It was very empowering to have the other partners saying that the context is much larger, and that it's about these basic values, that refugees are refugees. It doesn't matter what their religion, how they are, dressed and what language they speak. They are human, and especially when there are little children among them, they need immediate help. So we got a lot of advice, and our choice was to use Shakespeare as a kind of big mask and big symbols, metaphors, but also a way of mocking, you know, this kind of double-sided morality and double standards, you know, different for refugees from Syria and different for Ukraine. It was absolutely fantastic to have the support of the consortium and feel the solidarity at the European level.